This is a letter to my children. Tell it to the next generation. It's an old, old story, but half of it has never ever been told. Some of those who are older will remember the days of the struggle. From a lowly upbringing, son of a poor preacher, from a humble beginning, the simple life of a school teacher. He left all he had for the love of the people. He sacrificed his own soul for a better tomorrow. He never gave up the fight till freedom came to my country. He never lost his vision. The Most High kept him pulling through. From prison to prison, in and out of detention, like a root growing out of dry ground, he rose to the goal. One Zambia, one nation is all that he thought about. The boy from the old mission house now has become the head cornerstone. Look now, my people, whoa, 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 whoa. Freedom must come.
Oh, Father of the nation, we love you, Father of the nation. Respect and honor we give you. Oh, Father of the nation.
Zikomo kwambidi ya dada.
Ah, dada.
Zikomo kwambidi ya dada.
Ah, taka taka unda. It's been a long road to freedom. Look now, we are free. The struggle is over. Africans, where we fight and we conquer. Tiende pamozi, diumti maumozi. Akaunda tiende, in love and unity. United we stand and divided before. One love, my people. Pamoja na upendo.
Pamoja na upendo. Tiende pamozi, binti maumozi.
Oh, Father of the nation, we love you, Father of the nation. Respect and honor we give you. Oh, Father of the nation.
Zikomo kwambidi ya dada.
Sikoma kwambiri ya dada. Ataka taka unda.
This is how it all began, my children. Many years will pass before the youngest of you is able to understand what I now say. And no doubt, when that time comes, you wonder what made me address you in this formal way. Take what you like, take it and pay for it. I don't regret exchanging the life of a schoolmaster for that of a politician. I was always on the move, traveling around the country, even popping in and out of Goa for the freedom of my country. This indeed is a grand setting for the son of a poor preacher. When you grow up, you'll hear and read a lot about Kaunda, what he did and didn't do. And I hope to hear a few good things as well. But now I want to attempt the impossible and use these words to convey the essence of the flame that burns in my mind and the ideas and convictions which fuel it. A flame which must die and be buried with me unless I succeed in passing it on to you. Long live my country. Long live my people.